Congressman Jason Chaffetz has a rather unique position as chairman of the House Oversight Committee. He has to focus on complaints about the Trump administration. His critics packed a town hall meeting last week, urging him to use his power to investigate. Today, ABC's Mary Bruce asked Chaffetz what he'll do now that National Security Advisor Michael Flynn has resigned. Here's the whole exchange.
Will you investigate Flynn's ties to Russia?
I am sending a letter to Reince Priebus about what happened in Mar-a-Lago. I do want to understand, was there classified information in a non-secure setting? As it relates directly to Mr. Flynn, he can't mislead people, and that seems to have resolved itself with the White House taking some decisive action. So I don't know what sort of remedy that I could possibly offer to that. But I'm not going to close off any doors to any possibilities of what we may or may not do.
You think this has resolved itself, but
well, happened. I'm saying that with Mr. Flynn leaving, it looks like it was the right decision. Whether he did that voluntarily or the White House pushed him out, I'm not sure they're talking about it right now. But I do believe that if you mislead somebody, which it looks like you probably did, then there are consequences to that, and he's no longer there in the White House. So you'll have to ask the White House about that.
But are you concerned that the Trump team seems to have been communicating with Russia during the transition?
It's not something we've looked at this point. I just haven't.
And you haven't shied away in the past. Why on this issue? Why sit this one out?
We've got a lot of issues that we're actually looking at, from the GSA contract to Kellyanne Conway's comments to now this issue in Mar-a-Lago. So...
So you'll look at Mar-a-Lago, you'll look at Kellyanne Conway and the Ivanka brand, but not at the Trump team's ties to Russia.
At this point, I am holding out all my options. I want to see what else the White House has to say about this, but that's where we're at.
And would you support a broader independent investigation? We've heard some calls for a 9/11 type investigation.
I have not heard that suggestion. I really haven't.